Now, we've all been to the cinema at one stage or another, shoveling popcorn into our gobs. Trailers have just played, the lights have gone down, and just before the movie starts, up pops the screen telling, us the film's classification, whether it's PG or 12s or 15s or 18s, if you're feeling risque. But what exactly does this mean? How are films actually judged? And is it all just a little bit...
Done with this sort of thing!
Careful now.
Well, I'm delighted to say Dr. Kieran Cassan is Director of Film Classification at the Irish Film Classification Office and joins me now to answer all those questions we have. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for coming in, a fellow Baldoiler. Let's just say it out now. Baldoyle, one of the greatest places to live ever.
Well, I'm originally from Mount Rattan, County Leash, so they'd kill me if I didn't put
okay,
give that
so
a plug as well.
And I moved out of Baldoyle. Anyway, let's talk about you for a second. Congratulations, first of all, because I believe you only recently took over the position earlier this year. Is that right?
Yes, start of March.
Start of March. How's it all going?
Very interesting, yeah. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm very lucky to have a good team in the office who've helped to induct me into the craft of classification. So I'm learning as I go and I'm really enjoying it. And yesterday we launched a new strategic plan, which we've out there for consultation. So we're looking for views on that. But yeah, it's great.
Okay. I'm interested to know how it all works. But what exactly does IFCO do? You know, what do you guys, do you sit around and watch movies all day? Like, tell us how it all works.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, when I started in this role and people I know would say that. So now you're just going to sit there and watch movies all day and eat popcorn. And there is a lot of viewing that has to be done.
Of course.
And, you know, that's one of the better parts of the job, nice part of the job. But if I couldn't watch everything, I looked at it as we were preparing for the launch of the strategic plan. And since I started in March, we've classified over 350 hours of theatrical content and over 400 hours of home entertainment content.
Wow.
So if I was to sit and watch all day, every day and work weekends, I still wouldn't have got through all of that. So I'm lucky that I have a team of assistants, and that allows me to come in here and talk to you this morning.
Yeah.
Because
one of my
assistants,
hurry up, Jen.
One of my assistants is, as we speak, watching an Indian language film, which will be released over the next couple of weeks. And thanks, Mark. And he's also going to watch another one in the afternoon. So
go on, Mark.
Well
good
done.
Good on him. Okay, can you quickly run through and explain what the different classifications are? Themes, violence, nudity, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I won't go through them all, maybe, but because we've got G, which is general, PG, which is parental guidance, 12A, which is under 12s accompanied. So it's really about guidance as well. And I was listening with interest to your earlier discussion about people's stories of films that frightened them, both from the people you had in the studio, but also listeners calling in. And that is that real sense that there are different things that resonate with different audiences.
Sure.
And that's why we have this guidance and advice piece. And 15A, which is can be under 15s accompanied. And then there are two hard classifications, which are the 16 and 18. And the key piece there is that parents need to inform themselves about what's going to be in a film. And I was interested in the discussion on Pinocchio. I hadn't seen the one that was causing all the scares, but recently we classified a new version. And it says it's a G. So even though it's Pinocchio, again, different tellings of the story can be very different. And you
but
have
that's
to
good
down
advice.
And look at,
yeah, it's good advice to parents out there to, you know, you need to know what's going on in the film because nobody knows your child and what they might be sensitive to, but yourself or parent or guardian or whoever. So how do you go about classifying films then? Tell me, what's Mark doing today?
Mark is sitting and he's watching the film, and we have a structure where
okay.
we look at things like themes, we look at the violence, we look at the sexual content, we look at the language, we look at drugs. And if there's something else that may be of particular concern in a film, and it's looked as well as individual scenes, so you've got to look at maybe there's something which is very significant in an individual scene, but also to take the piece of content in whole and in context. And that's something which came up in the research that we published yesterday as well, that audiences recognise that, that, you know, depending on what's happening within the film. So if you've got something where there's a positive and a redemptive outcome, so if you've got a theme like a family bereavement or a family drama, but if it's positive and redemptive, that's easier for children to deal with than if you've got something where you don't have that redemption, which are important because not everything is tied up in a bow. So that's where you would say, well, look, depending on how a theme like that is dealt with, is it more PG? Is it more 12s? Is it more 15s? Or is it one of the higher ratings? And they're the sort of calls you've got to make. And one of the things that I found quite interesting when I started was to look at where, you know, I thought the challenge could be around 18s in some of these pieces, but actually the majority of classifications are in that guidance and advice. So they're either PG, 12A or 15A, where it's one where we're giving you some advice and guidance around the content, but we're asking people, inform yourself and then decide whether that is something which is suitable in terms of, because violence may resonate different with people, sexual content, language, and it is about people sort of weighing that up and deciding, you know, is it something for me?
So would the filmmakers ever, you know, do you a solid and advise you on what, you know, would they say, oh, we think this is an 18s, or would they ever do that? Or is this all down to one person, like Mark today, who's doing the Indian film?
No, it's like sometimes it is fairly straightforward. And we deal with the distributors more than the actual the filmmakers.
Sure, the distributors, yeah.
And the distributors will have a good sense, because a lot of the distributors have been involved in this business for a long time. And, you know, people making films as well want to bring them to the largest audience possible.
Sure.
So they're aware of the importance of classification and the kinds of issues that are taken into account. But equally, it differs from country to country. So one of the categorizations that we have is this 15s accompanied. So that means that under 15s can go and see the film if an adult or guardian or somebody feels it's suitable for that.
Gotcha.
In the UK, it's a hard 15. So it's like we have a hard 16. So if it's 16s, it's 16s and above, whereas 15 accompanied means that somebody...
I've learned something new. Have you all learned something new today? I didn't know what that 15A actually meant. So now I've learned something. If anybody's... I mean, it sounds like a bit of a dream job, but what kind of a background would you need to do this? Like, would you have needed to study film or anything like that?
Well, I did. I studied communications back in when it was NIHE before it was DCU a long time ago, when there weren't that many courses in this area. But no, the assistants, we've a journalist, we've someone who works as a film producer, a barrister. So it's a mix of skills, which are good because they bring different perspectives. So you were asking earlier, is it all down to one person's view? Sometimes one person can be very clear about saying, yeah, I know where this sits.
Okay.
And but sometimes it takes more than that. And often it is important to get a range of views. And the other thing I've learned since I started is trailers can be very tricky because we have to rate all the trailers.
Oh,
and trailers, if you look at them, trailers are cut for different ratings where they will actually put together elements that are quite skillful. So you'll see trailers for the same film that will sit at 12A, sit at 15A, and the film itself might sit at 16s or something like that. And it's a very short piece of content. So you're looking at something which has been very carefully put together like an advert, and you've got to try and work through that. And that's one where definitely more than one perspective is needed.
Okay, gotcha. You might need to consult other team members. Has IFCO ever gotten it wrong? I mean, do you ever have to go back and maybe reclassify films?
Well, of course, nobody is infallible. But if you look at the range of works that we classify, there is an appeals board. And over the last 10 years, there's been about 5 appeals. And of those, 2 have been successful where there was a change to the rating and the others were the rating was upheld. So in terms of the overall number of classification decisions issued, it's a lot lower than 1% that are actually sent to the appeal board. The other piece that we do take into account is if we get feedback from the public, you know, we look at that, and if somebody says, well, look, this piece of content, the guidance, I think, should be adjusted to highlight something. We look at that and take that into account. And on occasion, we'll adjust the guidance that's issued on the website to highlight something that maybe has resonated with a viewer that we haven't taken into account. But again, because we've a very experienced team, it doesn't come up that much. But if it does, we're open to nobody's infallible, so we're not going to claim
absolutely,
that either.
Absolutely, absolutely. You do some great stuff. I mean, you don't just sit around classifying films, but you recently undertook an extensive research project. What were some of the findings in that? Can you tell us?
Yeah, and that was happened before I joined, and it was led by three of the assistant classifiers, David Power, Niamh McCall and Celia Sava. And it was to try and look at where people's views were on the suitability of what we were currently doing, to look at attitudes and people's attitudes to the work that IFCA does, but also to inform the strategic plan which we've just launched. And on the positive side, it found a strong trust amongst parents in terms of the work that we do and the brand. People recognised it. Interesting, picking up on the point you made earlier, it highlighted we need to do a bit more around explaining the 12A and the 15A to people, that they weren't as clear on that. And that's something we've taken on board and we're going to look at in the context of revised guidance and in the context of a competition that we're going to launch in cinemas next week.
Tell us about that competition.
It's one that we're launching to try as part of our centenary celebrations. And I won't tell you too much because people will have to go and see the competition in cinema, but we're updating our logo as part of our centenary celebrations. The Act setting up film censorship, as it was in the time, was signed in on the 16th of July 1923. So next weekend is the centenary. So we're launching a programme of events, and one of them will be a competition which will run. We're very privileged to have a spot. As you said, the card comes up, but before the card, we have a sting that comes up before every film. Mm-hmm. And we're going to use that as a way to try and get people to engage with the films that fall within the different classifications and make a bit of fun out of it. And we've a couple of iPads to give away. And a clue for people is all the references in it are to films that have an Irish connection. So that's starting next week. And it's about trying to, one of the things that was lost during COVID was this connection we had with people in terms of doing promotional work, like lots of places. So we want to try and build that up again. And another interesting finding just that struck me from the research as a parent was that solo viewing is something now which a majority of kids over 13 are doing.
Okay.
And, you know, I grew up, I have three children who are now all in their late teens. But, you know, that mantra of don't let kids go to the room with their own computer, have it in a public space, and that monitoring of access, which was a really solid piece of advice. But when COVID hit, we had to get them all computers, send them all to their bedrooms and put them all online because their lives went online. Mm-hmm. And you can't unwind that afterwards. And I think that's one of the pieces now that will be a ramification of COVID, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But it was just sort of struck me as saying, but everyone's doing it.
Everyone, yeah. And very hard to untangle, I suppose.
And you had to set them up with very good internet. Mm-hmm. You know, and although it was for Zoom with school and all of these other pieces.
Their schooling, their social, everything was through that screen.
And it's very hard to sort of say, well, that's the good bit, but what about all the other pieces that are there?
Absolutely.
And I think there will be work done on that in the future.
Well, you said it when we first kicked off. You said, you know, regardless of these classifications and you're there to do a job. But really, parents have a huge role to play in what their kids and teenagers and 15-year-olds and 12-year-olds are consuming. Movies, programmes, Indian films, fair play to you, Mark. All that stuff, everything online. Where can people get more info on what you do?
Our website, ifco.ie, and that's where we'll have details on the competition as well. And the other piece I was struck about your conversation earlier...
Oh, go on.
Yeah, was a lot of the pieces that people were talking about were small screen. You know, my dad was watching it, or my aunt was watching it, or, you know, my brother was watching it. And when you think of the cinema is a much more immersive and... it's also much more engaging. So if you think the impact that you can have from seeing something on a small screen, think how much more damaging that can be if it's on a big screen, if it's not correct for people. And that piece about parents engaging with the advice that we publish and making the correct decision is critical.
Well said. Kieran, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us there. There we go. Dr. Kieran Cassan, the Director of Film Classification at the Irish Film Classification Office, speaking to us there about film classification in Ireland, what it means and how it's decided. I think we've all learned something new today. And fair play to you, Mark, who's working his arse off today classifying that Indian film, and everybody else in IFCO. Thank you so much for joining us. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.